I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The incredible high-flying hit Traces makes its way to the IU Auditorium Friday and Saturday, February 15th and 16th. Our guest is Bradley Henderson, who's one of the original Traces cast members. He's touring with a group called Seven Fingers since 2005. He's a San Francisco native who trained at the San Francisco Circus Center, learning Chinese acrobatics with a trainer there. Bradley, thanks very much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in San Francisco, and I started doing circus at around the age of eight, 9 years old. And my parents just put me in, this program that was every other day of the week for 2 hours after school. I just started off not taking it too seriously, just, doing it for fun. And then it became more serious. I started to get kind of a little bit better at it. And then when I was finished with high school in San Francisco, I knew the lady that directed our show, Traces, Gypsy Snyder, from San Francisco, because she was a part of the Pickle Family Circus back in San Francisco. And she was like, hey, if you want to keep doing circus, you might want to move to Montreal, because that's where circus was really happening because of all the Cirque du Soleil. And there was a really great circus school in Montreal. So I auditioned for that and I got in, and then I did 3 years in Montreal, just perfecting all of my circus arts, lots of acting and dance classes. And when I was finished with that, it just so happened that the Seven Fingers, their company, was ready to make a second show. And then they noticed that me and my three other guy friends from San Francisco, we grew up together. We had basically stuck with it all throughout all those years when we were little. They wanted to base a show on our kind of childhood a little bit, because we had this amazing coach in San Francisco. He's a Chinese man. His name was Mr. Lu Yi, and he taught us everything we knew. And then they just kind of followed us from San Francisco and then noticed that we were continuing in Montreal. And then after that, it was good timing, so they wanted to make a second show. And we had also met one other girl from France. Her name was Eloise, and she completed our group. Five artists, and that was the original Traces cast.
Bradley, you mentioned that your parents had you doing circus things in the afternoon after school. Were your parents circus folk?
No, my mom and dad. My dad's a firefighter, and my mom's a nurse over at General Hospital in San Francisco, and they didn't really have anything to do with circus. They just put me in gymnastics, actually, for 2 years, and then it got very competitive, so there was just this old church that was turned into a circus space, not so far away from the neighborhood that I grew up in, San Francisco. And they just put me in there, and just started out being a fun thing to do. And then they just realized that the coach was really amazing. So we all started to kind of improve very quickly. So they, nobody really knew that it was going to go so far.
Now, Traces is described as Cirque du Soleil, which you mentioned actually going to Canada in part because of the activity there. Cirque du Soleil meets Stomp. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people kind of know this big circus, Cirque du Soleil, and we just tried to take a different approach to circus. It's a very human show in the sense that we're not trying to act like supernatural beings on stage. We're just kind of we actually play ourselves. I play me, Brad Henderson, on stage, and I have a kind of down-to-earth costume, and I'm just really trying to show, I'm breaking the barrier between me and the audience members. Look, I'm just like me. I'm just like you guys. I'm just showing you everything I can do, and I have 90 minutes to do it, and I'm really just trying to leave my trace on the people sitting in the audience. So, yeah.
Bradley Henderson, one of the artists leaving the trace in the incredible high-flying Traces. It comes to the IU Auditorium Friday and Saturday. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.